Wilkes Economic Development Corporation facilitates the creation of new jobs and capital investment in Wilkes County, North Carolina. We accomplish this by primarily focusing on retention and expansion of existing and new businesses, along with real estate development. We are here to help you grow. Learn more at wilkescdc.com or give us a call today at 336-838-1501.
From white lightning
to lightning fast,
the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast covers all the people, places, and things that make Wilkesboro a one-of-a-kind mountain destination.
Enjoy lively conversations as we welcome artists, local business leaders, event organizers, and creatives from around Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast. And let's welcome back to the program Thomas Sally. He is the tourism director for Wilkesboro. Good to have you on again, sir.
Thank you, Matt and Michelle. It's great to be back. I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, there's always so much to talk about and so much to do, and it's fun to kind of re-engage with each other here in the studio and get updated on a lot of things. And
we love when we get to hang out with you.
I know. You're like the air traffic controller for the whole region.
I know.
When it comes to cool
so
activities.
So much wonderful things you do.
It's like, oh, you know, what's going on? Well, let's text Thomas.
Yeah,
he knows everything that's going on. You know, and I guess the biggest update, of course, you know, is the Speedway is back. I mean, you know, front and center right there.
That's so cool.
Such a glorious event with the All-Star Race. It was like, you know, we were talking off air. It was like a big family reunion for everybody, for the community, for the race teams, for legacy.
It was huge. It was so great for the area again to have that back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And there's more activity going on. Give us an update on, you know, since the All-Star Race and that whole weekend festival is what it was like. Talk about where things are at in the wake of that and then moving forward.
Definitely. You know, it was just such a spectacular week of racing and, you know, just a like such a surreal experience to be there. And like, you know, you're standing there and, you know, you look over and there you see Richard Petty and, you know, Richard Childress and Harry Gant. I mean, it's just like, it was some kind of like a dream almost. And then to see the facility back in its glory, you know, for so many years, as you know, you drive by and you see it kind of dilapidated and stuff. And it really has transformed the community in the way that the facility has been revitalized. And it really, I think sent a message back to the community and back to people who come through our community that, you know, we're here and, you know, that Wilkes is on the way up, you know. But yeah, the Speedway has been really worked on and up and down, you know. They've done a lot of work and there's still some more work to be done that's going to be a little bit more invasive. So, you know, during the off season, I think they're going to plan to do some major upgrades over there. We do have another race coming up later this year at the end of September. The Whelen Modified Tour will be coming by. And that's an exciting, those open wheel modified cars are exciting to watch. They're loud. They really stick to the track and can, like, they ride on rails almost, you know.
Well, you know what was fun about the All-Star Race too is, you know, to hear some of the iconic folks that were, you know, going in the booth or doing the interviews and everything, and they were like, I know they're going to be upgrading the track and everything, but I kind of hope they don't, you know, because like having to deal with that track and the old school kind of wear and tear and stuff.
It's an extra
around.
Added.
Yeah. It was like, feature. It's a shotgun race, the old style, because there's pieces flying everywhere.
Exactly. And the pavement, you know, they are going to have to repave, but they raced on the original pavement from the, that I think it hadn't been touched since the 80s. And
yeah.
What is the season?
So NASCAR runs from February until about November. And so, you know, February starts with, it used to be Daytona 500, but now they started doing the race at the Coliseum in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And then usually they have a playoff series now. So that all kind of wraps up usually in November. The All-Star Race was in May, so that's kind of your halfway point.
And it's so great, too, for people that don't follow racing and everything. So many of the teams call Western North Carolina home. You know, whether
that's
it's
right.
Statesville, Absolutely. Hickory, Charlotte, Monroe, Lincolnton, up towards Wilkesboro. So many of the people that are the NASCAR industry, mm-hmm. this is home turf to them. And so many of them grew up with the
it's
Wilkesboro
personal.
Motor Speedway. Yeah, it is. You know, it's the family homestead.
You're exactly right, Matt and Michelle. And that reminds me that we've partnered with the Department of Cultural and Natural Resources to create the Moonshine and Motorsports Trail. So we have this
nice
park. So to kind of tie it back to the outdoors,
Stone and Moonshine.
That's right.
Yeah, which they can now get in North Carolina without having to know people, you know.
So we've got this historic trail, and you can visit and, you know, learn about the history of the connection between Moonshine and Motorsports. And at Stone Mountain State Park, they'll offer a couple times a year, they'll offer a hike to like abandoned still sites.
Ooh.
And you can also go to Rendezvous Mountain State Park, which was just converted from a state forest to a state park, and it's getting a huge investment from the state. They also have a few abandoned still sites there, and they'll do some hikes. You know, you can hike to abandoned stills there. And
I have an idea, Thomas, you know, because Michelle and I are always good for offering ideas.
Right.
Okay.
We love ideas.
Have some reenactors that have an experiential kind of visit, and they get chased out, and there's fake gunshots and everything else. I think that would be a really good tourism draw.
Well, if they did, they could do like a little play about, you know,
fighting over the still, you know, that's my spring, you know. Well, let's shift gears. Let's shift gears real quick, because there's a new playground that's been constructed and is available that is a thing of not only enjoyment, but science too. Talk about the new co-play playground that's been created by Wilkesboro.
Yeah. So our town got a grant to build a new playground in Cub Creek Park. So we've not only been able to build the playground, but we've also been able to expand the footprint of Cub Creek Park, which is parallel to our main street. You know, it runs right alongside the downtown corridor. And so this playground is basically all inclusive in the sense that all ages and abilities can play together, right, in the same space. And so it has just a really cool geometric design, a lot of innovative play hardware, you know, for lack of a better term. There's a really cool like sort of rope dome that they built, and you can kind of climb up in there, and you know, of course I had to climb to the top, so that was fun. There's musical toys. There's musical toys, there's sensory toys, there's like jump, like texture, there's sound, there's I mean, so many different things that are incorporated into this is not the playground that we all grew up on, you know.
Right.
You're right. Right.
With the hot metal slide that you go down.
Yeah, the stuff you see pictures of today.
That was sensory.
We were allowed to play on that. Yeah, and somehow we survived.
You're right.
Talk about, because most playgrounds that people are used to in families, you know, because Wilkesboro is such a family visit place and all the activities and shops and restaurants and everything else. And playgrounds are typically really targeted to a certain age window with a certain physical capability. And
that's
so
right.
To make something that is a family enjoyment place for people of all ages and of all different capabilities and places in their own development, I mean, that's important, you
it
know,
is.
To have
it's
that
beautiful.
Overall great experience, not only for the local residents, but for visitors, too.
It really speaks to community and caring about your community when you have a space like that in it.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, you guys nailed it. So, yeah, I mean, it's so important for us for everybody to be together in the same space, right? And that's what kind of our downtown with the commons area and the you know, splash pad and then now the playground and everything, you know, we want to design spaces where it's inclusive, right? So,
And at the time of our conversation right now, we're still in the smoltering heat and humidity of the midsummer stuff. But, you know, when we start moving into, you know, the late summer and into fall times, it gets really busy around Wilkes County with festivals and events and concerts and all kinds of stuff. And I know we're going to be covering a lot of that here on the show in the weeks to come. And we'll be bringing on a lot of people to talk about different things going on. But before we get into an area near and dear to me, and that is, you know, river revitalization. But before we get into that, just real quick, what's the best way for people to keep up with all the things that are going on and access information and everything as things, you know, start heating up as the temperatures cool down?
That's right. Our website is ExploreWilkesboro, and that's WilkesBoro.com. On Facebook, we're at Wilkes NC Tourism, and on Instagram, we're at Visit Wilkes NC. So those are probably the primary areas where we keep people informed. So check out our website, ExploreWilkesboro.com.
All right, so let's move on to the Yadkin now, because there's so much going on around the Yadkin. It's such a lifeline through the community throughout the years for different reasons, agriculturally, recreationally, power supply, water supply, all these different things. But there's a real focus on increasing the access and the cleanliness and the mapping and everything else of the river. Talk about some of those things going on with the river revitalization efforts.
Yeah, we've got a lot of attention and investment that's going into the Yadkin River. The big one right now is that we received a grant, and our community is working on cleaning up the river. So there's a lot of like trees and what we would call like stringers, which is basically like tree debris and things you could get snagged on when you're kayaking and stuff. And so our rescue squad and utilities, local utilities, have removed over 900 tons of like tree debris and material from the river that will really give you a nice wide, think of it as like Broadway in New York City, right? Or like Fifth Avenue, you know. Yeah. Now this is
just coming right down through the center of Wilkesboro and North
right.
Wilkesboro.
Right. It's going to be,
you have a wide berth. There's lots of room, you know, you remove those obstacles so you can really enjoy yourself and have a good time, a safe time on the river. And our county actually did also get a grant for, to build out the landing at the Roaring River site. So Wilkes County is a big county. And so you have the Yadkin River that moves all the way through the county. There's a popular area here in town that people like to float, and it's about a 2-hour trip, so it's a good trip. But if you go past that, the next stop is about 15 miles, so it's a good 3 or 4 hour, you know.
Yeah, so, they ended up with an adventure they didn't know they were getting if they go past that takeout.
Yeah, so the county is working to build up this, and of course, too, you know, to make it more accessible for tour operators and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, be more custom suited for that type of thing. And so the Roaring River site, which is kind of in the eastern part of the county, that's going to be really, really nice. And so it's going to give us opportunities to spread people out on the river and give other people who are maybe have been on the river new experiences to have.
Nice.
Yeah. And
so we're really excited about that.
And you also have the Blue Way map, which is available for folks that like fishing, paddling, those kind of things, the river activities. And then they talk about the Blue Way map.
Yeah, so we're part of the Yadkin Valley Heritage Corridor, and so they have a website too. It's called goyadkinvalley.com, and we just launched a new website. And on there, so we promote all types of like cultural and outdoor and agritourism attractions in the Yadkin Valley region, which is Wilkes, Caldwell, Surrey, and Yadkin counties. And we recently created a new river brochure resource, which tells you all about, you know, the places to put in and take out of the river. Kind of helps you know what to expect, where to find like river levels, what types of obstacles you might encounter on the Yadkin River. So it's very insightful. It also gives you some, you know, fun attractions and other types of trails and experiences that are adjacent to the river. So maybe if you're here for the weekend or an extended period of time, you know, you spend a half a day or so on the river, you want to find something else to do. It helps kind of segue you into a whole variety of activities.
Yeah, I love how you can plan yeah. things
exactly.
out that way.
Well, you
way.
Have that right on the website. You can plan your visit right through the website.
Right.
That's yeah. right. Yeah. So if you go to goyadkinvalley.com, you scroll down towards the bottom, see a big blue button that says Yadkin Valley River Brochure. And then we have a really cool new map feature that allows you to see, the different types of experiences that are in proximity to each other. So like if you're on the river and you want to find a brewery nearby or art gallery nearby or, you know, a music venue nearby, then it will allow you to kind of plug all that in and plan your trip like you were talking about.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Of course, if you know they want to slow the pace and not deal with the river, you got Kerr Scott right there and all the parks, beaches, water access, fishing, boating, I mean all of it, tour, you know, guides available, all kinds of stuff. Give people one central place where they can go and kind of, you know, start browsing around to plan their activities, whether it's, you know, just getting out for a day and enjoying the local area, or if they're coming in from outside the area to visit. What's one good starting point for everything?
Yeah. So do you mean like a website?
Like a website, yep.
Yeah. So for that, I would definitely recommend our tourism website is explorewilkesboro.com. You know, we'll have all the kind of a centrally located, resource guide and directory for attractions and service providers so that you can then go and kind of find your way. And certainly, you know, if you don't see what you need on the website, give us a call here at Town Hall, and you can, you know,
you'll be taking personal calls, right?
Yeah. And if you probably see Thomas.
you're so nice, you would do that. And Will Grant.
Yeah, I have people call or show up to Town Hall or text me, you know, and I'll put you in touch with the right people and get you what you need to get. So, yeah, well,
Thomas Sally, Wilkes County's Major D. Thank you again, as always, for taking time to talk with us, but also for everything you do for the community and for the region and even beyond the region, too. You know, your talents are recognized well outside of our area, and you're always willing to give, and we thank you. You are definitely an asset to the community.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both, Matt and Michelle, and I appreciate the opportunity to have a voice and be on the program and for you to use your skills and abilities and audience to let us spread our message. So thank you.
All right, thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for listening to the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast.
To request an interview spot or to advertise, email info@wilkescountytourism.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.